Unit 22, page 344. Read.
The Fisherman and His Wife. Once upon a time, there was a poor fisherman and his wife who lived in a pig pen near the sea. Every day the man went to fish. One day, after waiting a very long time, he caught a very big fish. To his surprise, the fish spoke and said,
"Please let me live. I'm not a regular fish. If you knew my real identity, you wouldn't kill me. I'm an enchanted prince."
"Don't worry. I won't kill you,"
responded the kind-hearted fisherman. With these words, he threw the fish back into the clear water and went home to his wife.
"Husband," said the wife, "didn't you catch anything today?"
"I caught a fish, but it said it was an enchanted prince, so I let it go."
"You mean you didn't wish for anything?" asked the wife.
"No,"
said the fisherman.
"What do I need to wish for?"
"Just look around you," said the wife. "We live in a pig pen. I wish we had a nice little cottage. If we had a cottage, I'd be a lot happier. You saved the prince's life. He's sure to grant your wish. Go back and ask him."
"I'm not going to ask for a cottage. If I asked for a cottage, the fish might get angry."
But in the end, he consented, because he was much more afraid of his wife's anger. When he got to the sea, it was all green and yellow.
"My wife wishes we had a cottage,"
said the fisherman.
"Just go on back,"
said the fish.
"She already has it."
When he returned home, the fisherman found his wife sitting outside a lovely little cottage. The kitchen was filled with food and all types of cooking utensils. Outside was a little garden with vegetables, fruit trees, hens, and ducks. Things were fine for a week or two. Then the wife said,
"This cottage is much too crowded. I wish we lived in a bigger house. If we lived in a big stone castle, I'd be much happier. Go and ask the fish for it."
The fisherman didn't want to go, but he did. When he got to the sea, it was dark blue and gray.
"My wife wishes we lived in a big stone castle,"
he said to the fish.
"Just go on back. She's standing in front of the door,"
said the fish. When he returned home, the fisherman found his wife on the steps of a great big stone castle. The inside was filled with beautiful gold furniture, chandeliers, and carpets. There were servants everywhere. The next morning, the wife woke up and said,
"I wish I were king of all this land."
"What would you do if you were king?"
asked her husband.
"If I were king, I would own all this land. Go on back and ask the fish for it."
This time, the sea was all blackish gray, and the water was rough and smelled terrible.
"What does she want now?"
asked the fish.
"She wants to be king,"
said the embarrassed fisherman.
"Just go on back. She already is."
When the fisherman returned home, he found an enormous palace. Everything inside was made of marble and pure gold, and it was surrounded by soldiers with drums and trumpets. His wife was seated on a throne, and he said to her,
"How nice for you that you are king. Now, we won't need to wish for anything else."
But his wife was not satisfied.
"I'm only king of this country," she said. "I wish I were emperor of the whole world. If I were emperor, I would be the most powerful ruler on earth."
"Wife, now be satisfied,"
responded the fisherman.
"You're king. You can't be anything more."
The wife, however, wasn't convinced. She kept thinking and thinking about what more she could be.
"If I were emperor, I could have anything, and you wouldn't have to ask the fish for anything more. Go right now and tell the fish that I want to be emperor of the whole world."
"Oh, no,"
said the fisherman.
"The fish can't do that. If I were you, I wouldn't ask for anything else."
But his wife got so furious that the poor fisherman ran back to the fish. There was a terrible storm, and the sea was pitch black with waves as high as mountains.
"Well, what does she want now?"
asked the fish.
"She wishes she were emperor of the whole world,"
said the fisherman.
"Just go on back. She's sitting in the pig pen again."
And they are still sitting there today.